Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena Donald Trump, Bill Barr, claiming bias in gun case. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2023. Hunter Biden's lawyers asked the judge presiding over his criminal gun case on Wednesday to authorize subpoenas for former President Donald Trump, former Attorney General Bill Barr, and two other Trump administration officials. The request signals Hunter Biden's legal strategy to accuse the Trump administration of political interference in his gun case, the same accusation IRS whistleblowers leveled against President Joe Biden's Justice Department in their probe of Hunter Biden for tax, gun, and potentially FARA violations. Hunter Biden's lawyers asked U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Norica to issue several subpoenas to Trump, Barr, former Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue, former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. The filing claimed, Mr. Biden seeks specific information from three former DOJ officials and the former president that goes to the heart of his defense that this is possibly a vindictive or selective prosecution arising from an unrelenting pressure campaign beginning in the last administration, in violation of Mr. Biden's Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution. In the lead-up to the 2020 election, IRS case files show certain investigative decisions were made as a result of guidance provided by, among others, the Deputy Attorney General's office, said the filing by attorney Abbe Lowell. The filing also highlights Barr's recent book, in which the former attorney general alleged that Trump asked him in October 2020 about the status of the probe into Hunter Biden. Barr claimed he said, "Damn it, Mr. President, I am not going to talk to you about Hunter Biden. Period." These confirmations of communications give more than a mere appearance that President Trump improperly and unrelentingly pressured DOJ to pursue an investigation and prosecution of Mr. Biden to advance President Trump's partisan ambitions, the filing said. The request also alleges House Republicans pressured now Special Counsel David Weiss to indict the president's son. Hunter Biden and Weiss previously agreed to a sweetheart plea deal until it fell apart under judicial scrutiny. The agreement afforded Hunter Biden the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on over $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Lowell claimed that pressure culminated in Special Counsel Weiss's then changing course in bringing this indictment on September 14 against Mr. Biden, charging three felony counts for the same gun and same facts that just a few months prior Mr. Weiss had agreed to divert under a pretrial diversion agreement. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.